This is episode 000 with myself, Ted James. You can either choose to have your DNA react to a bad relationship in a toxic environment while eating crap in a sedentary lifestyle, or you can choose to live in a positive environment with inspiring people in a healthy and active lifestyle. If you choose on that second one, I promise you that you will unlock amazing parts of your DNA and yourself that you didn't even know could possibly exist. Welcome to the Behind the Fitness podcast, where we interview the world's most motivating and successful fitness trainers, instructors, and coaches to inspire people to be their very best every day. Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Ted James. Let's get going. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Behind the Fitness podcast. My name's Ted James, and on this podcast, I'm on a mission to interview the world's most interesting and inspiring fitness leaders. Through these interviews, we'll be motivated emotionally, really get to know these fitness leaders, and learn something specific in what they specialize in so we can improve and transform our lives. In this first episode, I'm going to briefly cover my journey with fitness and why I started the podcast, insights into what to expect, and the amazing value you're going to get from listening, who the show is for, and how often new episodes will be sent out. My journey with fitness started early in life. When I was in high school, I lived a pretty fit and active lifestyle. I ran track, I played football, and then I started to feel a little weird, and I had a cough that just would not go away. And finally, I went into our family doctor, and by some miracle, he decided to do a chest x-ray where they discovered a large mass inside my chest, not right next to my heart. And a few days before Christmas, I was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer at the age of 15. But I kept up an active lifestyle and a positive mindset. And the chemotherapy responded very well. And during the last 6 months of my 2 years on chemo, I was able to strap on shoulder pads and I played an entire season of varsity football while receiving chemotherapy the entire time. Now, since then, I spent a lot of time asking myself this question. Was it a positive mindset that allowed me to be active, or was it being active that gave me a positive mindset? And I truly believe the answer to that is yes to both. Absolutely yes to both. And this lesson is something that's really stuck with me over the years. But fast forward to the present time, where I consider myself a pretty normal guy, a very blessed guy, but I've been married to the love of my life for over 7 years now. We have two young kids, Max and Maggie. Max is a crazy little man with tons of energy, and he looks just like me. He's my little mini me. And Maggie has just turned one, and she'll be walking any day now, I'm sure of it. Also, our black lab named Ranger, super spoiled and lazy, but he was our first baby, and life is definitely busy these days, to say the least, and it just seems like sometimes I get lost in the busyness, and life kind of takes over, it seems like, but this is why, for me, home workout programs work great. They just fit in my lifestyle. And the first one I did was years back, and it was the original P90X when it was huge, and I borrowed it from a buddy of mine, and then I was just hooked. Since then, I've gone through a lot of different styles, strength training, HIIT, yoga, meditation, Pilates, CrossFit, kickboxing, boot camp. I'm sure there's others, but personally, I love that there's so many options, and I just love trying new things. And I think that continuously trying new things and moving your body in different directions and different ways at different intensities is a huge key to having a healthy body and having complete fitness as a whole. And I've always loved tinkering with things also. So doing all these workout video programs through the years, I also created a new piece of workout equipment that would help improve the experience while doing these programs. And after that, I started reaching out to fitness leaders and experts and letting them borrow the new fitness invention just to get feedback from them. But then this is something that kind of caught me off guard and surprised me. Honestly, I just kind of fell in love with these people. So many of them were just amazing, positive, energetic people that they were extremely busy, but still somehow found time to help me out. Because, I mean, that's just what they do for a living. They help people for a living. And I'd always walk away just more upbeat and inspired after spending a little bit of time with them. And they all seem to have different stories from either about themselves or somebody they've helped or just something else in health and nutrition that maybe I hadn't even considered. But then that's when the aha light bulb moment went off. And this is when it dawned on me that I've always loved podcasts. I listen to them every day. And these experiences and conversations that I've been having, they just needed to be shared. And through a podcast, I could let other people listen in on the conversations and tap into the experience, knowledge, and the encouragement that all these trainers and instructors just naturally had. Also, over the past year due to COVID, so many fitness trainers and instructors got online and allowed their classes and programs to be available to anyone and everyone, whether it was their decision initially or they were kind of forced to because their physical locations were shut down from COVID. But now you, me, anybody has the ability to tap into more trainers and instructors that we just would not have access to before. These are the people who I, on a daily basis, can connect with and be motivated and then be led to results and the transformation that I really want to see for a goal. But the problem is when you're digging around on the internet and trying to find that those instructors or leaders online that you can follow that are perfect for you and what you want to do, it just can be overwhelming and confusing. There's a lot out there, to say the least. And I just know how important it is to find somebody who fits you just right. And for all these reasons is why the Behind the Fitness podcast was created. With the podcast, you can really get a feel for somebody or a trainer and be deeply motivated by them and just learn so much from all their knowledge and years of experience. So who is this podcast for specifically? I want you to consider this. Your DNA is the complete and extremely complex building blocks of what makes you you as a complete person. Your mind, your body, your soul, all your emotions, they're all encoded in your DNA. And your DNA reacts to everything in your life, from your environment, relationships, food, nutrition, stress, exercise, activities. I mean, the list goes on, but the reactions your DNA has to all these factors is on a sliding scale. And the results from these reactions can sometimes have compounding effects for either good or bad. You can either choose to have your DNA react to a bad relationship in a toxic environment while eating crap in a sedentary lifestyle, or you can choose to live in a positive environment with inspiring people in a healthy and active lifestyle. If you choose on that second one, I promise you that you will unlock amazing parts of your DNA and yourself that you didn't even know could possibly exist. If you decide and choose on that healthy and active lifestyle, then Behind the Fitness podcast will help you unlock your best self. And this is so important because really the best gift we can give each other is our best selves. And I'll be releasing new episodes a couple times during the work week. So please be sure to subscribe to keep you inspired and moving so you can get the most out of your week. And if you ever have any questions or feedback for me or my guest, please do not hesitate. You can reach out on whatever platform you find us on or go to behindthefitness.com. I'm Ted James. Take care. And thank you so much for checking out the Behind the Fitness podcast.